Answers Magazine, Volume 10.3, page 11. Perspective, Jawing with Evolutionists. Who is the latest claimant to the title oldest known human in the fossil record? According to some researchers, the crown now passes to a new specimen, Lady, found in Ethiopia. Lady consists of half a lower jawbone and five teeth, but no cranium to help guess brain size. The jaw was discovered in 2013 about 12 miles, 19 kilometers, from the famous supposed ape woman, Lucy. The partial jaw is dated at 2.8 million years, based on uniformitarian assumptions, about halfway in the evolutionary timescale between the ape-like Lucy and human fossils like Homo habilis. The discoverers of Lady claim the jaw is both primitive and advanced. Some aspects seem closer to a purported ape-like ancestor, while others are more similar to the genus Homo. If you believe humans evolved from ape-like ancestors, Lady seems to be a desired missing link. Yet everything found so far, including the supposed primitive characteristics, falls within the range of human variation. This specimen does not automatically belong to some pre-human evolutionary line. More study is needed. No matter what researchers find, however, creationists can be confident that God made apes and every other kind of land animal separately on the same day of creation, when He made Adam and Eve. No ancestral line will ever tie apes with humans.
War on Belief. Being featured in a two-page spread in National Geographic is not always a compliment for Christians. The March 2015 issue of that magazine features a dinosaur standing near Adam and Eve at the Creation Museum. But the accompanying article is not positive. The magazine's cover blares, "The War on Science." The feature article lumps young Earth creationists with science deniers, including doubters of climate change and opponents of vaccination and genetically modified foods. The author, Joel Achenbach, explains that tribalism drives people to associate with a particular group and then interpret all evidence in light of their group's beliefs. He refers to a study that showed that science literacy tends to strengthen already held beliefs rather than change those beliefs. After all, people's beliefs determine how they interpret evidence, and not the other way around. Achenbach admits that scientists are just as tribal as everyone else. But then, ironically, he descends into his own tribalism by defending the scientific view, his evolutionary beliefs, as the only right worldview. In this way, he accidentally demonstrates that people honest enough to admit biases can still be blind to those biases. The fact that a national magazine groups biblical creation with other scientific and political debates should cause Christians concern. How closely should we tie Christianity and the Bible's authority to political and scientific issues not directly addressed in the Bible, such as global warming or vaccination, however important those issues may be? Clearly, our biblical worldview should inform our attitude toward every subject in life. But we must distinguish between the clear teaching of God's Word and political positions, even if they are based on biblical principles. We don't want our personal views on political or scientific controversies to be confused with biblical truth.
Big Bang backpedaling. The Big Bang model relies on a hypothetical event known as cosmic inflation, when the universe supposedly expanded faster than light. Last year, a team of astronomers presented what they deemed direct evidence of this cosmic inflation. It made for big news in the media. But a few months later, the same researchers retracted their claim. They admitted that their evidence of inflation was actually just the effect of dust within our own galaxy. This finding, however, hardly received a whimper in the media. Such revised findings are not surprising for Bible believers. The Bible teaches that the stars appeared after the Earth, a sequence that directly contradicts the Big Bang.
Dinosaur moth. Researchers on Australia's Kangaroo Island have discovered a tiny moth they claim has remained essentially unchanged for 40 million years. The dinosaur moth challenges evolutionary scientists who must explain how it retained its original form for millions of supposed generations. This difficulty is reflected in its name, Enigmatinia glotzula, enigma moth. By comparison, evolutionists claim that mankind's alleged ape-like ancestor transformed into modern humans in only 250,000 generations.
No pigment of the imagination. 18-year-old Lucy and Maria Eilmer encounter disbelief when they tell people they're twins, or even that they're sisters. Lucy has pale skin and straight ginger hair, while Maria has the coffee skin and rich black curls of their half-Jamaican mother. The twins became an internet sensation in March when a British newspaper carried their story. The Bible teaches that all humans are of one race, starting with Adam and Eve, Genesis chapter 1 and Acts chapter 17, verse 26. The dispersion of humans after the Tower of Babel led to distinct people groups with different skin shades and eye shapes. But we're all still related, as twins like Lucy and Maria demonstrate.